So there's going to be a lot of hot and sunny weather across Kent as we go through this week. Temperatures will be climbing day by day. So I think through today, we're looking at highs into the mid-20s, maybe even high 20s for some places. But it's through Wednesday and Thursday, that's when we're likely to see temperatures getting into the low 30s. So it's likely to be a heat wave. It will be the hottest days of the year so far. But there are some questions as to how long the hot weather is going to last. For it to technically be a heat wave, we need 3 consecutive days where maximum temperatures exceed a criteria value. And for Kent, that value is 27 degrees. So if we have 3 days where temperatures get above 27 degrees, then it will be a heat wave for Kent. I think it's looking pretty likely that we are going to see that, particularly as we go through Wednesday, Thursday and into Friday. There is some uncertainty as to how long the hot weather will last. I think we will start to see a breakdown by the end of the week and into the weekend. That's when things will be a bit more changeable. And before then, we do have the risk of some thunderstorms. So it's not all plain sailing. What we've got this week is we've got air that's actually already crossed the UK and come in from the Atlantic, and then it's moved over to parts of Europe. And then as it's been situated over Europe, it's kind of heated up day on day. And then as we then drag the air back towards the UK, as we go towards Wednesday and Thursday in particular, that's when we're going to see the really hot weather developing. So it's air that's kind of been heated up day by day over the past couple of days. So there are quite a few things that people need to be aware of with the hot weather. It will actually be quite uncomfortable, particularly for sleeping, with temperatures over many nights not really dropping much below 20 degrees in some places. And we also have to factor in the fact that there'll be very high pollen levels, which is really bad news for hay fever sufferers, and also very high UV. With the solstice just a few days ago, it's the perfect time of year for UV levels to be exceptionally high. And with the hot, sunny weather that we've got, that's what we're going to have over the next couple of days. So it's definitely worth wearing lots of sun cream if you are going to be out for any long periods of time. The advice is, if you can enjoy the hot weather safely, then that's fine. But obviously people do need to take into account that social distancing is important. As well as that, if you are going to be out in the sunshine for long periods of time, there is the risk of heat stroke. You need to stay hydrated, take shade if you do get particularly hot. So it's worth bearing in mind that it is a very hot spell we're entering. To put it into some context, it will be the hottest of days of the year so far, and also pretty exceptionally hot even for the time of year. It's not every year in June that we get these high temperatures. So do be sure to enjoy any hot weather safely.